Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. As always, that's the way I like to think of myself, as you know. It makes me smile. It makes me happy. And I know that's what you live for, right? For me to be happy. I need more people like that. We got Sam Norwood back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the senior partner with Tatum LLC. And once a month, Sam polls hundreds of his associates across the country in dozens of markets who are out there hoping to run businesses not unlike yours and mine. Small and medium-sized businesses that are out there, you know, trying to make things happen in a number of different industries. And he asks them questions, and they report back to him with their answers. And he compiles those answers into a report with graphics and narrative. And he gives us, we're the recipient, the happy recipients of his report every month. And he's here with another one. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Jim, and always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, except, Sam, I almost didn't let you come on this month because last month you were just doing so well. Last month we had green. It was green as far as the eye can see, and this week we got one green other than the legend, and everything else is red, or most everything else is red. Sam, what happened?
Well, you know, and things change month to month. And in the month of January, a month ago, we reported a large leap in most of our indicators, which gave us great hope. And if you average the last 2 months, this month and the previous month, you get probably what is going on. And I don't have a good explanation for why the previous month was so large, but if we take it in a broader perspective, this month is down, but it's still higher than any other month in the year of 2009.
So you say you think that last month was probably not as good as we thought it was, and this month is probably not as bad as we think it is?
I think that the previous month was exceptionally optimistic, and so I think this brings us in line with what I really believe is the trend, and that trend is getting slightly better overall every month.
Yeah.
So we're down this month from last month, but still this month is higher than anything in 2009. And if we have the perspective of looking back to a year ago, wow, that's where we see the quantum leap.
Oh, yeah.
But we're down this month from last month. Last month was optimistic, and so we'll see. I think I don't think this month is a trend of down or starting that. I think it just brings us in line with the fundamental direction.
Well, how much do you think of the overall condition of the market, of the economy and the marketplace? How much do you attribute that to being fear and uncertainty? I mean, maybe the actual, if we allowed ourselves to believe it, the actual performance of the marketplace, of the economy, is a little bit better. But because of all the stuff that's going on in Washington and all the fear over the national debt and all the concern about the deficits and all that, how much do you think of that's just kind of casting a pall over maybe what might not be that bad of news in front of us?
Well, I think that's quite realistic that we are facing longer term, that longer term meaning the next 2 to 5 years. I think we're facing a great uncertainty as to how we're going to deal with this huge deficit. Right now, individual consumers and most businesses do not feel the large deficit. They feel concerned, but they don't. But it's not showing up. It doesn't show up yet in the statistics. For example, inflation is still mild.
But it's looming, isn't it?
I believe that it's looming, and most people now are quite concerned, and so you'll see more news in the coming weeks about how the Federal Reserve is going to try to try to get rid of the excesses that are already in the monetary side. But meanwhile, we're still looking at that legislation that is fiscal deficit government spending versus what it takes in as being just gigantic, and it's projected to last for many years.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come right back after these messages and get deeper into the current report from Tatum by our good friend Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. He's a rocker, isn't he? I love his music. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out my blog while you're there, too. I update that every day, sometimes more than once a day. So check it out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, which is something we do every month here. Sam, I want to come back for just a moment and talk about what we were saying before the end of the break, before we went to the break, about this attitude. You know, one of the big problems that we have in America is the real estate issue. We've got housing, it's dragging the economy. We got commercial, that's going to be a big headwind probably this year. But I still say the biggest real estate problem we've got is the 6 inches between our ears. Uh-huh. And Sam, I don't think I've ever seen Americans as palpably aware of deficits and things like that in the way that they think about their future. I don't think I've ever seen Americans be that conscious of things and concerned about it as I think we are right now. What do you think?
Well, I believe that's the case. We're more tuned into what's going on in Washington and other things going on in the world. It has to do with communications and the availability of news. And so we are simply more aware. And as we're more aware, we're more realistically concerned. In the past, things went on, and we just didn't know about it so much and didn't worry. Now we are.
Well, here,
I'm worried, and I think that the elections of 2010, later this year, will register the concerns that
right.
Americans have.
Well, and the thing is, Sam, you and I both know, and this is a message I want to get out to the audience, the less we can, the more we just do what we know how to do, and focus on our business and try to continue to be productive. That's one of the ways to get ourselves out of this problem. But right now, when we look at what's going on in Washington, we don't have any faith that the people up there will take our efforts and direct them in the right place. They can't seem to stop spending.
Well, you're correct. We do the deficits are really big and they're of concern. We also have gotten more visibility into the process as we saw the health care bill unfold
right.
in that process. And I think most of us are more aware now of how ugly that process can be
yep.
of making legislation.
Right.
So I think there's an attitude building of lack of trust in our government right now, and that just is one of these things. It's a nagging concern, but then we go back to our business and we say, how are our backlogs? How are we going to meet payroll this
mm-hmm.
week? How are we going to get the funding that we need to build our inventories and extend credit to our customers, and we carry on our business on a day-to-day and week-to-week, month-to-month kind of basis. And so that's what our survey deals with, is what is going on right now, looking back 30 days and looking ahead 60 days.
Well, it seems that what you guys are what I'm seeing here on your report is that maybe the current activity is not too bad, but the what you're feeling coming at you from the standpoint of customers' attitudes about, you know, the near future doesn't seem to be too good.
No, and I think that this general nagging concern about the longer term outlook affects our attitude about investing in fixed capital. It makes us reluctant, very reluctant, to hire new employees. And so we're, as a generalization, we business people are being very cautious about how we see the future. And as in our caution, we're less aggressive. Most of us, I think, as business people are less aggressive.
I think
than
that's
we
right.
Otherwise would be if we felt more confident about the longer term.
One of the indicators is capital expenditures. I mean, that's down and sideways. I mean, I heard Fred Smith with FedEx read an article that he wrote recently in the Wall Street Journal about, you know, we've got to get businesses spending money again.
Yep.
Investing in their companies.
We will and they will in time, but it's going to take time to build the confidence. And this, our recovery is coming. It's happening. But it's very slow, frustratingly slow. And so when the time is right, I am confident that we'll again be investing in our business. In fact, if you look back 4 months, 6 months, and a year, you'll see that we're actually spending more and feeling better than we certainly were in the recent past.
But we've got a long way to go. One of the problems we've got, though, is the administration seems to think that giving small businesses capital gains relief or increasing the deductibility, the direct write-off of capital expenditures, they seem to think that's something that's a big deal, and it really isn't, is it?
No. It's almost people who are knowledgeable about how taxes work almost consider it an insult.
It's an embarrassment.
Make a big deal about relief from capital gains taxes. Small businesses don't pay capital gains taxes, and so for the administration to be making a big deal about what a relief this is for small businesses,
it's embarrassing. Really, if you think about it.
I'm embarrassed for the administration.
Hold on to that thought. 10 till, right back with Sam Norwood. We're going to talk about employment. Is how big of a jobless recovery are we talking about here? Little Chicago bringing us back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. Put a .com on the end of that, and you got your website, don't you, Sam?
Yes, Tatum LLC .com is our website. And by the way, our company, it's just been announced, probably news to most of your folks, but we are joining, as a company, we're joining Sferion, which is a New York Stock Exchange listed.
Wow.
$2 billion company that provides services to businesses primarily in the staffing area.
Right.
But they're expanding in the professional services area, and we're a part of that. And so it's just been announced that we're part of.
Are you merging or just partnering?
No, we're merging.
Ah.
We remain a division with our own distinct Tatum LLC identity.
Right.
But we'll be growing with them. And by the way, and it's sort of to take the broader perspective about this, because staffing, part-time and temporary outsourced staffing, is one of the first things that comes back when you get the turnaround in an economy. Outsourcing is a good thing for small
yep.
businesses who are not too sure and don't want to make the full commitment, but sort of edging their way in, and we'll hire people part-time or get temporaries to test the waters.
You know, yesterday I was talking about the evolution of getting us out of this, what some people have called the mother of all jobless recoveries. And I said, you know, the first thing is people get hours expanded. The second thing is, you know, part-timers come on board. The third thing is you do contracts with people like Tatum and others. And then the last thing you do is you bring on a full-time person.
That's the way it works. It was the reverse in the downturn, and this is what happens in the upturn, and it's just reasonable. So we're happy to be there with Spherion. SFN is the ticker on the New York Stock Exchange.
Congratulations on that, Sam. That's good. I think that's going to be good for everybody.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the terminology that this is the mother of all jobless recoveries?
Well, I remember the term before, and this is the mother of all recessions and in the past in our lifetime. So the recovery is exceedingly slow and will probably remain slow, and so businesses are very reluctant to hire back.
And so that shows up in your own report this week. This month and showing that unemployment and plans to employ, current employment and plans to employ are pretty much downward.
Yes, and it showed up, we put this out before the jobs report comes out, and we showed this weakness, and sure enough, there are two parts to the jobs report that came out. Unemployment went down, but the number of new jobless unemployment applications actually was up, and so the fact that the rate of unemployment went down simply means that people are not seeking, probably are so discouraged after
so long
that they're not seeking employment anymore.
I couldn't believe that there were politicians out there trying to claim that this was good news.
Yeah.
That was such a ridiculous thing. Sam, let's move over quickly and talk about capital availability and the pricing of that capital. Those are not good numbers either. Are your guys seeing less capital available?
Yes. The banks remain very reluctant to lend. Banks are run by human beings also, and they have these same nagging concerns about how long it's going to take to get really back to robust times. And so they, like most businesses, are reluctant to make commitments. And also, while they're rebuilding their capital and continuing to take write-offs on their real estate loans primarily they are tightening up their underwriting standards under pressure from the regulators.
Yeah.
So they get it from both, the banks get it from both.
From both sides. But I still don't think, that $30 billion to independent banks is going to free up the credit anymore or make small business owners demand more credit. I don't think that's going to help either. Sam, I'm going to need more green arrows next month.
Well,
would you work on that for us?
We'll try. We have to say it like it is, Jim.
Thank you, Sam.
We're always looking for the opportunity to.
Thank you for being here. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.